This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abaim. We're continuing our shiurim on Sefer Bereishis. This is the last year on Sefer Bereishis. We're finishing Sefer Bereishis. Shiurim on Sefer Bereishis are dedicated by Dr. Zakheim Umeshpachta, Li'ilei Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Eliezer ben Reb Yaakov Zakheim, Li'ilei Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovia Halevi, and Reb David ben Reb Yaakov Tzvia Koyen, Began Eden Teim Nuchasim, they should be Mlitzer Yisharm for their whole families, Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. Tonight's shiur is dedicated by my dear friend Reb Yaakov Mizrahi, for his chus, or for Shlema, for Rebetzin Shifra Bas Rosa Zohara Shishar Voshlema Bekarev B'soch Shor Chalei Yisrael. Okay, if anybody wants to join us, breaking news, Yarchei Kala in Panama, President's Day, Monday and Tuesday. Join now, a couple of rooms left. You could still join us, Monday and Tuesday, President's Day.
This, couples?
If you're married, yeah. So,
David, are you going?
So, this coming week, this coming Friday, is a Tainus, a Sarba Teves. Make sure you have your darkness and dawn to get you through the fast. And if you want to know how to raise your kids, not that, read this book. New book, V'zakini L'gadol. Okay. New Sefer, thank you. Parshas Vayechi. We have mamish, unbelievable information this evening. Parshas Vayechi. We all know that Vayechi has a distinguishing quality that no other parsha in the Torah has. It's sasam lagamri. Sasam lagamri means it's completely sealed up. Usually a parsha has a couple of spaces. The end of Bereishis, between the end of Bereishis and the beginning of Noach, you have spaces. You have a number of oisiois of space. Anytime you have a pei or a samach in the Torah, you have spaces in between the various parshiois. Sometimes it's the next line, sometimes it's a couple of oisiois of space. Certainly between parshiois, there are a number of spaces between one parsha and the other. Between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayichi, it is sasum lagamri, which means you wouldn't even know it's a new pasuk. There is no space at all between the end of Vayigash and the beginning of Vayichi, to the point where many of the mefarshim ask, who even told you it is a new parsha? Maybe it's not. Maybe Vayigash and Vayichi is one long parsha. But we have a tradition, it's a separate parsha. It's the only parsha, it's mamish sasum lagamri. It's completely sealed shut. Rashi wants to know, lama parsha zu susuma, why is this parsha completely sealed shut? Says Rashi, because since Yaakov Avinu passed away, once he passed away, nistamu einehem velibam shel Yisrael. The eyes and the heart of the Jewish people became sealed shut, mitzaras hashibud, from the tragedy of the bondage, she'eschilu l'shabdam, they began to enslave us. Okay, so Rashi is saying the reason why this parsha is completely sealed is because when Yaakov Avinu passed away, the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people were sealed shut when they began to enslave us. And I was thinking about this, you know, what exactly is the phenomenon that I heard? What exactly is this phenomenon that I didn't say anything yet? I can't think of. What exactly is this phenomenon that it's sealed complete? What does it mean it's sealed complete? What is the ramifications that it's sealed complete? What does that do for us? It actually is earth-shattering. The fact that Vayichi is not a new parsha is earth-shattering. Because I want to share with you, does anybody know how many parshiyos are on the Torah? How many parshiyos are on the Torah? So we know there are 50 weeks, but the Zayar says gan parshiyos, 53 parshiyos, gan parshiyos, yeah? And the Chida asks that actually if you count, there are 54 parshiyos. There are 54. So some answer that Vizoy Sabracha doesn't count because you don't lean it on a Shabbos. There are various answers to the question. But we have a tradition that's not found in the Gemara, it's found in the Zohar, Gan Parshiyos. But do we have any Mesoira based on Tar Shabal Peh? How many Parshiyos? So if you look at Mesechta Sofer, Mesechta Sofer is one of the Mesechta Ketanos, okay? The small Mesechtas. For example, Reb Chaim Knievsky has a Perush on Mesechta Sofer. The Chida has a Perush on Mesechta Sofer. So look in number two. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Miyamai lehistakalti gav sefer dagata. I never looked inside an agadata sefer. I never looked inside an agadata sefer. El chad zman, one time, istakalt, I looked, vishtakachis, and I found, ksiv, it's written, mea v'ayin he parshias, 175 parshias, shakasav b'toira. Okay? So we do have a tradition. How many parshias? 175. 175. Dibur v'dibur, each statement of the Torah, if you break it down, Amira, Vitzivani, there are 175 parshias. So you thought there were 50 or 53 or 54. The Masechta Sofrim says 175 parshias. What's the significance of 175? Corresponding to the years of Avraham Avinu. Keneged Shnoisav Shel Avraham Avinu. Now, why does it correspond to the years of Abraham? It says that Moshe went up Alisa Lamaraim. He went up on high. Shavisa Shevi. He captured captives. Lakachta Matanois Ba'adam. He took the gifts of Adam, man. Who's man? The Masechta Sofrim says, it says that Abraham, Uchsiv Ha'adam Hagadam Anokim. Says Abraham was the great man. So Abraham was a great man. And Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah of man. Therefore, the Torah is 170. Five parshias. Therefore, says Masechta Sofrim, they were koiveya 175 sedarim b'Torah. Even though it says 178 in yours, it's a misprint. It's a hey, not a ches. They were koiveya 175 sedarim in the Torah. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? There are 175 parshias. What's the calculation? We know 50, 53, 54. That's a large, that's a big discrepancy, 175. By the way, in the Yalkut Shemoni, says the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kuf, Ayin, He, Parshiois, Batayra. 175 parshiois in the Torah. Now, most of the time, Vayidaber Hashem, El Moshe. God speaks to Moshe. And one occasion, Moshe speaks to God, where Moshe asks Hashem to appoint a new leader. So again, the Yalkut Shemoni says 175 parshias. Look at number five. The Yushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I never looked in an Agadata, and I find one day I looked, 175 parshias in the Torah. So yeah, Masechta Sofrim, Yalkut Shemoni, Yushalmi all say 175 parshias in the Torah. What in the world is this calculation? So you'll say, maybe what it means is, every time it says Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar or Vayomer Hashem, it's another parsha. No, if you're going to count that, it's going to be a lot more than 175. Does it mean the parshas as we have it, Bereishis Nayach Lech Lecha Vayerech Hayisara, then there are only 53. Maybe it means Psuchais and Stumais, you know, Peis and Samachs. No, they're much more than 175. So the Sefer Nachlas Yehoshua, which is a commentary on Masechta Sofrim, he brings an amazing pshat based on the Marshal. We know that there's a very big difference between the way they lay in the Torah in Bavel and the way they lay in the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, they read the Torah once every what?
A year.
Well, good, every year. In Bavel, they lay in the Torah every year. In Eretz Yisrael, they read it once every 3 years. Okay? Once every 3 years. It's a Gemara Megillah. They lent it once every 3 years. What does that mean, once every 3 years? So the Marshal says, doesn't really mean 3 years. It means every 3.5 years. Because twice in a Shemitah cycle. Twice every 7 years. Now I, personally, if I had a vote, I would vote for that. Because instead of spending 4.5 hours a week learning the Parsha with Rashi, it would be much easier if you lay in the Torah once every 3.5 years, then when I got up to Shlishi, I'd be done, yeah? It would be much easier to be Mavr Sedra if you only had to do a third of the Parsha than if you had to do the whole Parsha. In Eretz Yisrael, that was a cycle, a 3.5 year cycle. How many Shabbosim in 1 year? About 50. In 3.5 years, it's 175. So when it says there are 175 Parshas, it's going Lefi Minog Eretz Yisrael, that you break up the parsha into three. So you break up the parsha into three. Instead of a 1 year, it's a 3.5 year. It's a very simple equation. It's 175 parshias. That's one way of breaking down what these 175 are. But put that in your back pocket for a moment. According to Masechta Sofrim, Yalkut Shemayni, and Yerushalmi, there are 175 parshiyos. However, there's a medrash. The medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah says that Korach came to Moshe. He says, Moshe, if you have a talis that's all tchelas, do you have to put tchelas on it? You know, the blue? So Moshe said, of course you do. The fact that the garment's all blue, you still have to put blue. Korach said, that's ridiculous. The whole beged is blue, you need a little blue string. Then Korach asks, a house full of books, do you need to put up a mezuzah? Moshe said you'd have to put up a mezuzah. Korach says, ridiculous, there are 5 million books in the house. Now, Korach said, it can't be. Korach said, the whole Torah is 274 parshiyos. And you have to put up a mezuzah? So the Medrash says, how many parshiyos in the Torah? Not 175, 274. You see the Lashon of the Medrash? The Lashon is, Kala Torah Kula Masayim Shivim Va'arba Parshiyos, 274. If you look in the Mefarshim on the Medrash, they all say it's a Ta'as Sofer. It should be 275. Okay? So instead of Masechta Sofrim, Yalkut Shemayni, Yerushalmi, 175, the Medrash says 275. Come the Mefarshim on the Medrash, and they say, look, all the other sources, whether it's Masechta Sofrim, whether it's Yerushalmi, whether it's Yalkut Shemayni, they all say 175, because they say it's Keneged Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu lived 175, not 275, but the Mekubalim say 275. So, and by the way, the Rashash also brings, even though he has no way, he has no understanding how to slice this, what would the 175 be? How would you break it down to 175? But most Mefarshim learn it's 175 Keneged Shnoisav Shel Avraham. However, the Mekubalim, namely Reb Shamshon of Ashtapol, says 275 Keneged Re'u Kira Neged Peneichem. Okay, fine. Now, so how many parshiyos in the Torah? The Zohar says Gan 53. Masechta Sofrim and the Yalkut Shemayni and the Yerushalmi say 175. The Medrash of Bamidbar Rabbah says 275, and the Mekubalim go with 275. And somehow, it's Mevatel Re'u Ki Ra'a Neged Pneichem. Ra'a is 275, okay? Now I have to introduce you to a certain concept. Especially I have a friend here who hasn't seen me in 25 years since I was in yeshiva. And, okay, there's something in mystical thought called a klipa. So they didn't speak about this in certain yeshivas, but there's something called a klipa. Klipa is a force of impurity. And usually to overcome it, you have to have an equal force. Okay, that's a simple concept. Yeah, there's something called a klipa. There are forces of tumah in this world, and you need to have a commensurate force of kedusha to overcome it. So there's a klipa called ra'a. Ra'a is 275. And we overcome it with 275 parshiyos. Okay? The Chasam Sofer gave a drasha certain intervals during the year. The joke is, back in the day, the rabbi gave a drasha twice a year, and he got an aliyah every Shabbos. Now, the rabbi gets an aliyah twice a year, and he gives a drasha every Shabbos. Yeah? So, Chassam Sofer gave a drasha. One of the occasions Chassam Sofer gave a drasha, he gave it Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos HaGadol, and Ches Teves. Ches Teves. Chassam Sofer has an amazing chap, and we're going to steal his chap for our purposes. Okay? You're allowed to steal. This for this, you're allowed to steal. You'll see. Chassam Sofer says, this Parsha Sesuma, this is the great chap. This is the all-time, one of the all-time greatest chapim. This Parsha Vayechi is a Parsha Sesuma. It's completely sealed. If it would not have been sealed, there would have been one more Parsha. Now the Chassam Sofer goes with the Mekubalim. Then how many parshas are in the Torah? 275. There would have been 276. What would we have done with 276 parshas? We would have overcome evil of 276. What's the evil of 276? So this is a concept that you're familiar with already. There's something called kasnois oyer, garments of leather. Adam Arishain, after he sinned, was wearing kasnais oyer, garments of leather. He became a physical being. Once he sinned, he became a physical being. His body masked the kedusha of his soul. Oyer, ayin vav resh, 276. Ayin vav, ayin is 70, vav is 6, resh is 200, 276. Says Chasam Sofer, when Adam sinned, he became kasnois oyer, ayin vav resh, 276. It clouded, it masked the kedusha of his body. The job of our job in this world is to transform kasnois oyer with an ayin to kasnois oyer with an aleph. The garments of light. Before Adam sinned, his body was not physical. His body was translucent. So his body magnified the sanctity of his soul. Did you know that there was somebody who in his Sefer Torah, it said, Kasnais are with an aleph? Rebbe Meir. In the Sefer Torah of Rebbe Meir, it said, Kasnais are with an aleph. We once discussed that. How do you transform Kasnais are with an ayin into Kasnais are with an aleph? If you learn Torah with sharpness and profundity and depth, and there is no one in history who learned Torah as deep as Rebbe Meir. Even the Gemara says nobody understood his logic. That's why we never paskin like Rebbe Meir, because lo yardu chachamim l'sayf daiter. People couldn't understand Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir's Sefer Torah, it said kasnaisar with an aleph, because he transformed the ayin, the 276, into an aleph. Now, if this parsha would not have been Susuma, there would have been 276 parshas in the Torah. We would have been able to transform kasnais ar with an ayin into kasnais ar with an aleph. We would have had the 276 parshiyos against the force of impurity ar with an ayin. But because this parsha is a parsha susuma, now we only have 275 parshiyos, and we can only overcome the klipa of ra'a resh ayin hey 275. But we're still stuck. We can't overcome 276. That's why when Yaakov Avinu is about to pass away, it says, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Roish Hamita. Ayin Reish Hey. Rashi Tevois al Roish Hamita. Ayin Reish Hey. Ra'a 275. But we never got to 276. Why? Because it's a Parsha Susuma. Do you realize the historic ramifications of the fact that Vayechi is a Parsha Susuma? We lost the Parsha. Because we lost the Parsha, we never overcame the final, like, the final hurdle of creation. The final hurdle of creation is Kasnaisar with an ayin. We never overcame that because this Parsha Susuma. Yaakov's eyes were closed. Our eyes are closed because of the Galus. So we are left with 275 Parshias. That's a Chasam Sofer. We're going to steal something now. Because the Chasam Sofer is going with the Mekubalim that there are 275 parshiyos. But most sources say that there are 175 parshiyos. Masechta Sofrim, the Yalkut Shemayni, the Yushami, there are 175 parshiyos. Which means there would have been how many? 176. That must be very significant. 176 must be very significant. Yeah? 176 must have been very significant, and we're only left with 175. So let's explore that a little bit. We know the biggest parsha in the Torah is? No, Vaschanan is the most important parsha in the Torah because it's my bar mitzvah parsha, so I'll go with that, right? But what's the biggest parsha? Nasai. Whose bar mitzvah parsha is Nasai? 176 psukim. Interesting. The biggest parsha in the Torah. 176. Michael Behar's bar mitzvah parsha is 176. Yeah, Michael? Yeah? We're good? Yeah. Is it? Yeah? Okay, you get a free book in Spanish. Okay. What's the biggest masechta in Shas?
Sanhedrin.
Close. Baba Basra. 176.
Words.
Blot.
Blot and words. Blot. Words of Sanhedrin.
Oh, it's words. Words is brachas.
Words.
Words is brachas. Blot at Sanhedrin. What's the biggest parak of Tehillim? Kufiyat Tes in Tehillim. How many psukim? 176. You think it's a coincidence that the biggest parsha is 176 psukim, the biggest masechta has 176 blat, and the biggest parak in Tehillim has 176 psukim? And I say, isn't it interesting that this week, had it not been a parsha Susuma, we would have had 176 parshias, but we didn't. And because we didn't, we went into galus. So I found in a sefer, Pnei HaChama, he wants to know, what's the significance of the biggest parsha in the Torah being 176 psukim, the biggest masechta 176 blat, and the biggest parakintim 176 psukim? Also, Rav Moshe Wolfson in Amuna Seitecha, he also asked, what's the significance of this? You ready for this? Oya
Menorah. Can I just go back for a second?
I'm not sure. Could you?
You said in Ejisrael they laying the Torah over 3 years.
Yes.
So every Shabbos is only a third of the parsha?
Yeah.
That's what they do?
Not currently, but back in the day. Yeah, they used to do that. That's why I said I vote for that. I would.
There were no seven aliyahs. How many?
Seven aliyahs.
There were seven aliyahs.
Yeah.
So they would take a third of the parsha.
And nobody complained.
Why was that changed?
I don't know.
Who established that? It should be like that.
Didn't
Moshe Rabbeinu say every week we should do it three times?
Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking three. We lay in the Torah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by Mincha. But he didn't say how much Torah to lay in. He didn't say you have to finish it every year. So that's a later takana. And it wasn't uniform until about 1,000 years ago. Okay, so let's explore this a little bit. There's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, nobody ever won a war unless they had some genetics from Esav HaRasha. If you want to win a war, you need to have Yichus from Esav HaRasha. V'hayadai midei Esav, in lecha melchama, shenoitzachas, she'in ba mizaroi shel Esav. Comes the Chida. The Chida quotes the Sefer Kava Yashar. You ever hear the Sefer Kava Yashar? Kava Yashar. This comes from the last chapter of Kava Yashar. So it's interesting to me that the Chida quotes the Kava Yashar. The Chida is found in the Sefer Lev David. The Lev David was the first Sefer published for the survivors after the Holocaust. My grandfather published the first Sefer for the survivors after the Holocaust, Lev David of the Chida. He says, we have 70 nations. The first klipa of the 70 nations is a guy by the name of Tzifai. You ever hear of him? Tzifai. Tzadi Peivav. Numerically valued at 176. He's the very first klipa. You know what his gematria is? Pliny. The gematria of Pliny is 176. Think twice before you call a guy Pliny. Pliny means he's the epitome of evil. He is the Samach Mem himself. Pliny is 176. Pliny is 176. Now, how did this happen? This klipa came about when Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. What was Eitz Hadas? It was a chita. Chita is ches tes hei, 22. He was poigem in the midah of hoid. Hoid is the eighth midah. 8 times 22, 176. Therefore, David HaMelech is the reincarnate of Adam. When he composed Tehillim, he composed 176 psukim to be mevatel, the klipa of Tzifai. That's the Chida's revelation. Okay, so now you have some kind of understanding of the significance of this number, 176. 176 is the koyach, the chief koyach atumah. The chief Koyach HaTumah is 176. Who is this guy? Tzifai. We don't like to say his name. We'll call him Pliny. You know, a guy who should be named later, he's Pliny. Why? 176. You don't want to just... Pliny is a guy whose name you don't want to mention. He's 176. This is the big revelation of the Chida.
Where did Pliny
live? Where did he come from? I'm going to tell you where Pliny lives. I'm going to give you his address. Yeah. It's not a good name. It's not a good name. You don't want to call your friend Pliny. You could call your enemy Pliny. You want to give somebody an insult? He won't realize. I'm Pliny. Yeah.
Is there a reason why David did a parak with 170? Why didn't he do 176 parakim at the hill? Why sukkim of one parak?
It seems like the 176, the way you're supposed to get to this number is dafka 8 times 22. Adam ate the chita is 22. He was poigame in the midah of hoid, which is the 8th midah. The way you get there, the Gemara calls it tamanya. In other words, the aleph beis ba'ape tamanya, times 8. The Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara quotes the chida, and he says, if the kayach hatuma of Tzifoy, the chief Koyach HaTumah is 176. What do we call Torah? It's like honey. Tzuf. Right? Minoifes. Tzuf. What's Tzuf? 176. The Torah is Mevatel, the Koyach HaTumah of Esav. Therefore, the Torah is called Tzuf. Say, do we ever see this guy Tzifoy? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Look at number 16. Vayu b'nei Alifas. Taman. Oymar, Tzifoy, Vegatam, Uknaz. His name is Tzifoy. So you say, what? How come I never heard of him? Does he make any appearances? He's the main character in Parshas Vayechi. You say, really? Where? Yeah, that's a good thing you came tonight. You're going to find out. Tzifoy is the main character in Parshas Vayechi, despite the fact his name does not appear in the Parsha. Okay? We're going to see soon. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's why the Torah is called Tzifoy, because we need to overcome the chief Koyach HaTumah, which is Tzifoy. Therefore, the Torah is Mevatel, that's Tzuf. And when we say there's no war that doesn't have Mizari Shel Esav, because all the wars of Umas HaOlam come from the first Klipa of the Shivas HaUmais, and that Klipa is a guy by the name of Tzifoy. Where does this whole thing come from? It comes from the Kava Yasher. Kava Yasher is like a Musar Sefer. So if you go to any yeshiva, they'll have on the Musar shelf Kava Yasher. That's because nobody ever actually opened it up. And it's mostly Kabbalah. Okay? But nobody reads it, so they put it on the Musar shelf.
Are there two different Kava Yashers? Sefer?
There might be different editions of it, but the main edition is Rav Shmuel Kadenover and Kava Yasher. 102 Prakim. That's why it's called Kav. This comes from the 102nd Parak. Okay? So this is the one that nobody ever saw. He says, does anybody know what year were the Chmielnicki pogroms in Poland? 1648 in English. In Hebrew, it's the year Zeus. Zeus is 408. The way, just a good idea, the way you transform a Hebrew date into an English date is you add 1240 to the Hebrew date, it becomes a secular date. So it was the year Zeus. That was the year the Zohar said Mashiach would come. B'Zeus Yavai Aron El HaKodesh, in the year 408, 1648, and it was the year of the Chmielnicki pogroms. In what country? Poland. What's Poland?
Pliny,
176. Chmielnicki pogroms took place in Poland. By the way, so the Kava Yasher brings from a great Rav Heschel Tzoyreif, who said in the name of a certain Mekubal, that Tzifoy, the son of Alifaz, is the first Klipa of the Shiva Umais. He comes from Eretz Tzuf. He has the same letters as 176. We call him Pliny because he came from Poland. And therefore, Poland is the epitome of Avi Avos HaTumah of Edom, and it's connected to the sin of Adam HaRishon. And especially, he says, Poland and Lita together? Oh boy. If Poland and Lithuania ever gather together, he says, the Navi says, Ki mitzafoin tipasa chara, all the evil comes from the north. Tzafoin is gematria, Poland, Lita. Moreover, he says, this all happened in the year Zeus. If you write out Zeus, Bemiluai, Zion spelled Zion Yod Nun, Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Tav spelled Tav Vav, and you take the hidden letters, so the Yud and the Nun of the Zion, the Lamed and the Pei and the Aleph, the Vav of the Tav, it spells Tzifoy. Okay, you understand what I'm getting? Here, I want you to see this inside. Look at the end, number 15, four lines from the end. You know, in Lashon Kodesh, every letter you could spell out. So Zayin is spelled Zayin Yud Nun. Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Yeah? Tuf is spelled Tuf Vav. You take the hidden part of the letters, that's called the Nistar, so the Yud Nun of the Zayin, the Lamed Pei of the Aleph, the Vav of the Tuf is Gematria Tzifai. Ayam Benayra. Okay? So the Chmelnytsky pogroms of 1648-1649 are rooted in the Koyach HaKlipa of Pliny, that's Poland, which is 1648-1649.
Why do we call the 8th day of Hanukkah Zeis Hanukkah? Why would you refer it to Zeis?
Zeis is not always bad, because it says Zeis Hanukkah HaSamizbeh, because it refers to it as Zeis. Okay. So you say, what does it mean that Sifoy is the main character in this week's parsha? I'm sure you remember the Ramban. The Ramban says that when Yaakov Avinu commands Yosef to bury him in Canaan, he says, by the way, Yosef, I buried Leah there. What he was getting at is, I already took possession of this cave. Let Esav not come and lay stakes to it. I've already maintained possession. I buried Leah there. I know that when you come to go to bury me, Esav's going to want to be buried there. You tell him it's mine. Tell him to get lost. Tell him if he starts up with you, heads will roll. Okay. Now, says the Ramban, that's why when they went to bury Yaakov, it says, Vayal imay gam rechev gam parashim. They took cavalry with them. Why? Because they knew it would be a war. And indeed, there was a war. What's the story? Says this is the Ramban talking. Look in the book Yosef Ben Gurion and all the early history works that when Yaakov was about to be buried, by the way, Chasam Sofer says Yaakov was buried on Asara Bateves. How do we know that? Because Yaakov was born on the first day of Sukkot and he passed away on the first day of Sukkot. And the 40 days of embalming and the 30 days of Avelos ended 7 days later on the first day of Hanukkah. And then Yosef observed Avelos for 7 days until Zois Hanukkah. And from Egypt to Chevron is 6 days, Asar B'Teves. And Yaakov was buried on Asar B'Teves. Okay? And who came on that day? Tzifai. Esav just wanted to be buried there, so they killed him. Comes Tzifai ben Aliphaz ben Esav, and they made a war.
So after they killed Esav?
I don't know. Let's say yeah. And Yosef won the war. And they captured Tzifai. And they imprisoned Tzifai in Egypt. You didn't know that. You're just like, you know, sitting back in the shul, listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. You didn't know Tzifai is a big guy in this week's parsha. He is a big antagonist. He went to war against the Bnei Yaakov. They won the war. They captured him. They brought him to prison. And then on the day that Yosef died, he ran away. Where did he go? Kanfanya. Where is that? I can't tell you. Then he got a new job. He became the king of Rome. And then he was the leader of Italy. He was the first Melech Aroimi. He built
Rome.
The Vatican. No, he doesn't say that. He built the palace in Rome. Now, this goes back a long time. He's the first Melech in Rome. Now, if I would come in here, you know, with Yosef Ben-Gurion, you say, what's this guy talking about? This is the Ramban. This is the Ramban. Tzifai became the first king of Rome. And this is alluded to in the Parsha. The Pasuk says that Yosef returned to Mitzrayim, him, his brothers, and everyone went up with him. The point being, nobody died from the big battle against Tzifai. You want to hear more of the story? Okay, I'm going to tell you. The Sefer HaYashar. The Sefer HaYashar says there's more to the story. That after Tzifai ran out of Egypt, he went to Africa, obviously. And he stayed there for a while. And he kept on encouraging the king of Africa to go fight against the Bnei Yaakov. He wanted to avenge the death of Esav. And the king of Africa refused. Then Tzifai went to Kittim. Kittim is Rome. And he built up his reputation. And there was a big war among the different tribes in Africa, and Tsfai got involved. And they made Tsfai the king of this legion. And there was another big war. And the Africans came against Tsfai with 800,000 men. That's a lot, by the way. That's a big army. I don't think the IDF has 800,000 people in the whole army. Yeah? 800,000 men. How many people in the United States Army? You don't know? You don't care. Anyway. Okay. 800,000 men. How many guys in Tsfai's army? 3,000 men. And the Romans, they turn to Tsfai and they say, you know, you're a Rebbe Shazin. You have Chashev Yichus. Why don't you pray for us? You know, you're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak. He's not B'nai Yaakov, he's B'nai Avraham Yitzchak. Why don't you daven for us? So Tsfai turns to God. This is from the Sefer HaYashar. He says, Hashem Elokei Avosai Avraham V'Yitzchak. Let the whole world know that you're the true God, and everything else, all the Avodah Zarah, is nonsense. Do chesed leman Avraham, leman Yitzchak. Save me from the king of Africa and from his brother Lucas. And God listened to the tefillah of Tsfai, and he gave him the power to overcome these guys miraculously. And Tsfai killed hundreds of thousands of the African army, and nobody died from the army of Tsfai. And as soon as he won the army, won the battle, he forgot about God, and he was arrogant, and he went to serve Avodah Zarah. This is the story of Tsfai, the first king of Esav, the first builder of Rome. By the way, the whole power of Tsfai 176 is the corruption of which midah? Eight-time hoid, gratitude. So you see how ungrateful he is. He is the force of 176. He's a big character in this parsha. The moment Yaakov Inu dies, Tsfai rears his ugly head to attack the Jewish people. You didn't know Tsfai is lurking in the background of Parshas Vayechi. What do you think Tsfai is doing in Parshas Vayechi? He's making sure that Parshas Vayechi does not open up and become 176 to attack him. Of all the parshias in the Torah, where is Tsfai lurking? He's not in Bai. He's not in Vaschanan. He's in this parsha because he knows the sealed up Vayechi limits the parshias HaTorah to 175. Tsfai is lurking in the background, making sure that we never get to 176 to overcome the klipa of Tsfai. By the way, but what we understand further is if the first klipa of the nations of the world is Tsfai, now we understand why Parshas Vayechi being sealed shut is symbolic of the Golos. Why is Vayechi being sealed shut symbolic of the Golos? Since it's sealed shut, we only have 175. Once we have 175, we're subject to the nations of the world, namely Tsfai. In other words, you look at Rashi. Rashi says, you know, Parshas Vayechi is sealed shut because since we went into Golos, we're sealed shut. But the deeper meaning is, based on the Chassam Sofer, you see what we're borrowing from the Chassam Sofer? The Chassam Sofer says the fact that Vayechi is sealed shut makes it we never got to 276. We cannot be Mavato the Klipa of Oyer with an Ayin. We're just borrowing, according to all the sources, that there are 175 Parshias in the Torah. Vayechi being sealed shut makes it that we never got to 176 Parshias. So once we never got to 176, we're subject to Tsfai. We're going to be in Golos. So the sealed shut feature of Vayechi is symbolic of the Golos of Klal Yisrael. Here's one more Nekuda. It's very interesting.
Why don't we open it up? Why do we shut it?
You're not entitled to do that. Who do you think you are?
So who's the one that writes the Sefer Torah and how it should be written?
Who's the one?
Yeah.
It's not me.
Who's the one that wrote it? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu?
God told Moshe, and this is how you write it. Yeah, he has
why
to have sealed.
Why would Hashem do that?
Because we had to go into Golos.
But it gives him a chance to hide.
Exactly. We have to be in Golos. Because of the...
But it gives a chance for Tsfai to hide.
By the way, what's another interesting thing is that the Golos of a Tzfai of 176 is rooted in the sin of Adam HaRishon. Everybody knows that Mitzrayim was a tikkun for Adam HaRishon. So going down to Mitzrayim, being sealed shut in Mitzrayim, was, so to speak, being forced to rectify the sin of Adam HaRishon. Here's one more nekuda. The Medrash says, better a close neighbor than a distant brother. You know, many people have a neighbor or a friend that they're closer with than their own brother. So many people, they don't get along with their own brother. They call their brother, you know, once every 7.5 years. But they have a neighbor they're closer with. It's an idea, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Better a close neighbor than a distant brother. But the Medrash says, who's this close neighbor that's better than a distant brother? The close neighbor is Yisrael, and the distant brother is Esav. What's the meaning? Why are there 175 parashiyos in the Torah? Keneged the years of Abraham. Yisrael, what did Yisrael do to the Torah? Why is he called Yisrael? He added a parasha to the Torah. Why did Avram only live 175 years? Wasn't he supposed to live 180 like Yitzchak? No. He didn't. Hashem took away 5 years from Avraham so that he shouldn't see Esav go off the wrong path. Right? Chazal say that why did Avraham die 5 years early? So he shouldn't see Esav go letarbos ra. So think about what our brother did to us. He minimized the Torah 5 parashiyos. Because since he took away 5 years from Avraham, and Avraham only lives 175, so now there are only 175 parashiyos. But Yisrael, who's not even related to us, he's like a neighbor, he added a parsha to Torah. So it comes out, think about what Esav did. He took away 5 years from Avraham, and he took away 5 parashiyos from the Torah. By Esav taking away 5 parashiyos of the Torah, he knocked us down to 175. Now that he knocked us down to 175, now we're subject to the klipa of Tzfai, who's 176. So it's really through the efforts of Esav. Think about it. The whole power of the Umay Sa'ilam to dominate the Jewish people is because Esav took away 5 years from Avram's life. He knocked down Avram's life from 180 to 175. We're trying to open up Vayechi. We're trying our best to open up Vayechi. If only we could have opened up Vayechi, we could have combated Safai. But unfortunately, this parasha is a parasha Susuma. It's a parasha Susuma. We never got that 176 parasha. So now we're stuck. All we have is Baba Basra, 176 blot. We have 176 psukim in Kuf Yates and Tehillim. We have 176 psukim in Nasai. But we never had 176 parshas in the Torah. And because of that, we're trapped in the galus. Which galus? Tzfai. Where is Tzfai? He's lurking in parshas Vayechi. The first king of Rome, the first power of the nations of the world. And when did he come? Asar B'Teves. So now this is a deeper understanding of how Asar B'Teves is the root of all Chorban. Think about it. Asar B'Teves was the day that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim. 2.5 years later, they breached the walls on Shabbat Batamas. Then they burnt the Beis HaMikdash on the 9th of Av. But if you wanted to know what is the earliest root of Asar B'Teves, I didn't even realize before the shir, the earliest root of Asar B'Teves is Tzfai rearing his ugly head on Asar B'Teves on the day of the burial of Yaakov Avinu. That's pretty cool. That's amazing, actually. That Parshas Vayechi is really the root of Asar B'Teves. It's the burial of Yaakov Avinu, remember we said, occurred on Asar B'Teves. And here, this klipa, 176, comes, and on that day, he ensures that Parshas Vayechi will not be opened, and now, for the rest of time, we're trying to get out of the darkness of this gullus, which is symbolized by the number 176. Rabbi Yisrael, have an easy fast. Thank you for coming. Baruch
HaMatzlacha. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.